Humboldt County Supervisor Michelle Bushnell's anger management issues have led to her censure by the Board of Supervisors and loss of her post as chair of the board. Those consequences, stemming from Bushnell's outbursts against county staff last May, were meted out at the board's November 4th meeting. The executive summary of an investigation on it says that Bushnell acted aggressively, yelling and cursing at two county employees and slamming a door. Before discussion on the censure, Bushnell was encouraged to comment, and she acknowledged losing her temper.
I am regretful that the incident that happened the morning, I believe was of the 5th, made everybody very uncomfortable. I was very loud. I felt wronged and I reacted bad. I also made staff very uncomfortable, and nobody should have to feel that way in their workplace. Also, I have no issues with the employees in question. They're great employees and do their job. I did apologize, but it was an uncomfortable situation. There are things in my life I have worked hard to overcome. Not making excuses at all, but I have a fight or flight personality sometimes. It comes from past traumas of a very abusive relationship. And I work really hard, and I've been in counseling for it for a lot of years. And I sometimes get heated when I feel wronged. And in no way, though, should I ever make an employee feel uncomfortable in their work.
Supervisor Mike Wilson had appreciation for what he described as Bushnell's heartfelt response, but suggested it fell short of recognizing the impacts of her behavior.
Being regretful is something that, and maybe we're not talking in the same way, is sort of an internal space versus, you know, being really sorry about what, you know, you've done is something about that. And then the word uncomfortable, I want to say that when people and when we as in people in power are doing or are behaving in this way, it actually is often perceived as threatening. It's not just uncomfortable. People are concerned about their job, about their livelihoods. They're concerned about their place in the community. So when we are in when we're people in power in those spaces, we're not equal in peers in these situations. So when we behave in this way, it scares people. And it's not just a chilling effect in a working environment. It can be, I dare say, sometimes sort of traumatizing. And maybe not even sort of, maybe actually.
During a public comment period, Bushnell was credited for doing good work by Laura Lassiter of the Southern Humboldt Business and Visitor Bureau and Southern Humboldt cannabis farmer Craig Johnson. But supervisors differentiated between Bushnell's work capability and her conduct with staff and voted to censure or reprimand her. A follow-up action was consideration of having Bushnell step down as chair of the board, revoke her various committee assignments, and request that the county grand jury look into how the situation has been administrated. Supervisor Steve Madrone noted that the recent blowout, quote, isn't a one-and-done thing, as a previous conduct complaint was filed against her in early 2022, and an investigation found that Bushnell had reacted combatively against county staff. Madrone said at times he's also witnessed Bushnell's disturbing behavior.
You know, like I said, it's not one and done. There was this other incident in 22. Also, I have further witnessed similar behaviors towards staff, the public, and community partners. At other times, I didn't file formal complaints, but I did witness those personally. And I have a growing, increasing concern over that pattern of bullying, intimidation, and retaliatory conduct, and abusive treatment of others.
The discussion dragged as supervisors got hung up on the bureaucratic aspects of the grand jury process, and it became apparent that Bushnell was struggling to deal with what was happening. Her voice cracking slightly, she said, quote, can the board decide what they're going to do now? But supervisors struggled to come to grips with emotion, and Bushnell called for a vote. She said, quote, I'm going to tell you guys that I respectfully need to get off this dais, adding, quote, I respect everybody up here, but I need to breathe. Finally, a majority of supervisors voted to remove Bushnell as chair and refer the messy matter to the grand jury. The vote was 3-1, with Supervisor Rex Bone dissenting. As she had with the previous vote, Bushnell abstained. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.